Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the 10 o'clock worship service of St. John Lutheran Church. St. John is located on the corner of West Holmes and High Street in Chester, Illinois, and is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. These broadcasts are brought to you through voluntary contributions of individuals who wish to bring the message of God's Word to the shut-ins, unchurched people, and others in the area, with the hope that the Word of God as proclaimed in these services will bring you blessings, hope, and courage. Services at St. John are also held at 6:30 on Saturday evenings and 7:45 Sunday mornings. In the service this morning, the sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Ill, pastor at St. John.
Please be seated for the readings.
The Old Testament reading this morning is from the book of Nehemiah in the 8th chapter. All the people were gathered as one man in the square before the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses that the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could understand what they heard, on the first day of the seventh month. And he read from it facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And as he opened it, all the people stood. And the people blessed the great God. And the people answered, Amen, Amen, and lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. They read from the book, from the law of God, clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites, who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to our Lord your God. Do not mourn.
Thank you.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were single members, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Or again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weakest are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may the sense care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administrating in various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the highest gifts, and I will show you still a more excellent way. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
As we sing the Alleluia verse and hear the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 16th verse. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. What we have heard you did at Capernaum, do in your hometown as well.'" And he said, "Truly, I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. But in truth, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of the town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We now sing our sermon, hymn number 849. Please be seated.
The congregation now joins in singing hymn number 849, Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness, hymn number 849.
Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon text is from Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 30. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what happened after Jesus had read from the scroll of Isaiah the prophet and had declared to the crowd in the synagogue, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing"? All spoke well of him. And they marveled at the gracious words coming from his mouth. But then, when Jesus announced to them that they would not see from him what the people of Capernaum had seen, their marvel changed to a hateful desire to kill him. It would be like the hometown hero coming back to town and saying, "No, I showed off my basketball skills up in Steelville. I won't play in Chester." It might not sit too well. What happened? Jesus didn't show them the favor that they had hoped for. Their hometown hero did nothing to help his own hometown. Instead, he compared them to their forefathers in the Old Testament who had missed out on God's blessings. You can imagine, I think, how the rest of the widows in Israel would have felt when they heard about the favor that the Lord had while they were suffering during a drought that lasted more than 3 years. And God's prophet went outside of Israel to Zarephath, to a woman who wasn't Jewish. And there she had flour and oil to make bread for as long as the prophet stayed with her. And then, when tragedy struck and her son died, the prophet raised her son. Or what about all of the lepers living in Israel? Not too long after that, they were cut off from their families and their friends, never feeling the comfort of human touch. And then they heard that Elisha the prophet healed the Syrian general Naaman of his leprosy. The only way that Naaman had heard of the prophet in Israel was by the girl that he had captured to be his slave on a raid against Israel. And he was probably going to come back and make war against Israel again. And he gets healing? Yes. And the Israelite lepers, just like the Israelite widows, miss out. The privilege of place and status didn't pan out like the people of Nazareth had hoped. Their proximity to Jesus, the presumed son of Joseph, who they knew by his first name. They might have even had Joseph and Jesus built furniture in their homes. And it didn't yield any benefit at all. In fact, by Jesus' word, the opposite happened. Their familiarity bred contempt. Proximity precluded faith. They could not believe that anyone with whom they were so familiar and who they knew so well could be the fulfillment of what Isaiah prophesied. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. This Jesus was so close, so commonplace, the people were so familiar with him that they were too familiar. What was being fulfilled in their ears became their source of wrath. They wanted to kill the one who came to give his life. Familiarity can breed contempt. Close, regular association with the sacred makes it seem profane, common, every day. And it all of a sudden doesn't look like such a big deal. Martin Luther tells this story when he was preaching in Wittenberg. And when they would get together for church, they would actually sing together the creed. And when they get to the part that talked about God becoming man and being made flesh, they would characteristically actually bow either at the waist or even drop to their knees. And he tells this story. The following tale is told about a coarse and brutal lout. While the words, "and was made man," were being sung in church during the Nicene Creed, he remained standing, neither genuflecting nor removing his hat. He showed no reverence, just stood there like a clod. All the others dropped to their knees when the creed was prayed and chanted devoutly. Then the devil stepped up to him and hit him so hard it made his head spin. He cursed him gruesomely and said, "May hell consume you, you boorish bum. If God had become an angel like me, and the congregation sang, 'God was made an angel,' I would bend not only my knees, but my whole body to the ground. Yes, I would crawl 10 ells down into the ground. And you, vile human creature, you stand there like a stick or a stone. You hear that God did not become an angel, but a man like you? And you just stand there like a stick of wood." Dr. Luther continues, "Whether this story is true or not, it is nevertheless in accordance with the faith. There is, to be sure, a danger in going to church week after week. Familiarity can breed contempt. A common protest as congregations receive the Lord's Supper regularly say that being that common with Jesus will make the meal less meaningful. Familiarity breeds contempt. How many lifelong Lutherans, well catechized and trained to treasure the gifts that God delivers in his divine service, eventually fall away from the worship life of the congregation? Well, many of those new to the Lutheran Confession of the Faith are the most zealous recipients of the Lord's regular gifts. It's easy to disdain and look down on the crowds in Nazareth and say, "Oh, we certainly wouldn't be like them." But who among you would not be in that crowd clamoring to cast the Lord Jesus down the cliff, out of their town, out of their ears, out of their lives? Have you not treated the holy things of God with contempt? Have you not lost that awe and reverence that used to fill your ears at the proclamation of the gospel? Have you not wanted to be done with a preacher who refuses to reduce the law of God down to an easier to keep law of maxims and statements? Have you not wanted to go to look for a hometown hero who will respect your standing and your status in this community and in this congregation? Repent. Similar things can be said about attending a Lutheran school. It might seem that this school is another school in town, another place where people learn to read, to write, and to solve math problems. Here, too, they eat lunch and they have recess. They play basketball games and have discipline plans and talk with the principal. People might say that St. John is no different from any other school. It's familiar, commonplace. Questions might get asked like, "Religion? Again?" Or, "Do we really have to pray before and after lunch?" St. John Lutheran School is just that, a school centered on being familiar with Jesus. The problem for church or school is not with the Lord who descends to become familiar. No. The Holy Spirit brought Jesus into Nazareth for a reason. He was just baptized by John in the Jordan River. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit and led out into the wilderness to be tempted for 40 days. And then led by the Spirit back, even into Nazareth, into the synagogue, where he read this scripture passage. And he read that passage into the ears of those familiar with Jesus, but not with Jesus' forgiveness. Familiar, part of the family, is exactly the point of this scripture today. He is the eternal Word of God who has taken human flesh. He has become family to mankind. The Son of God is the Son of Mary. And he was baptized for this very moment, to bring good news to the poor, to restore the sight of the blind, to set the captives free. He came to proclaim the good news to those in Nazareth and to those in Chester. God became man to redeem men. He becomes family with your flesh because you are too familiar with your sin. He comes to proclaim liberty to the captive, to be captured on the cross, to procure your liberty. He comes to give his life for the people of Nazareth and for the people of Chester. He comes in order to be familiar with you. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Contempt of Jesus doesn't come from familiarity with him. No, familiarity with Jesus is the solution for contempt of him. Faith comes by hearing, not only by listening. He proclaims good news to the poor, liberty to the captives, sight to the blind, and liberty to the oppressed. And he does all this through his word. Just being where Jesus comes from, with the power of his Holy Spirit to deliver and sustain his gift of faith, is what matters. Familiarity with Jesus bestows his gift of forgiveness. This is why the work of Lutheran schools is critically important. By bringing the word of Jesus into the lives of children, by catechizing and teaching toward awe and reverence of the Savior, by extolling the gifts that Jesus delivers from this altar, this font, and this pulpit, St. John Lutheran School breeds familiarity with Jesus in the lives of the children entrusted to our care. They breed a familiarity with Jesus that banishes contempt, that creates faith and love. That gift isn't limited to our school. It goes on, Christian and Derek, as you guys well know from gathering, to hear and learn God's word regularly. And as the rest of you know, as we gather for church and Bible study, it's here that we meet God, who reminds you again and again that he knows you and is familiar with you. From his baptism, Jesus goes forth toward the cross, proclaiming the gospel as he goes. From the font, you emerge, familiar with Jesus and his grace, forgiven and resurrected into his life. Your baptism creates a lifelong familiarity with Jesus, adopted into the family of faith, sons and daughters of God, heirs of eternal life. This familiarity endures. You are baptized for life. By faith, you receive the benefits of that baptism each day, guarding against the contempt of Jesus. You are baptized for this moment, for the sins that you struggle against, this moment, for the guilt that you wrestle with, this moment, to impart to you this moment and every moment a lifetime of forgiveness. Daily remembrance of your baptism, frequent hearing of your forgiveness, regular reception of the body and blood of Jesus in the Lord's Supper, close, intimate familiarity with Jesus of Nazareth saves you from irreverent contempt. Familiarity with Jesus is an answer to contempt. After all, familiarity with Jesus is the answer to your sin. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. At this time, two of our members who have become familiar with Jesus are invited to come forward for confirmation. Christian and Derek, please come forward. I forgot to mention that they should bring their bulletins. I'm sorry. My bad. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith, according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, 'Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven.' Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism?
Yes, I do.
Do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty?
Yes,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord?
Yes,
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from the Scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism, to be faithful and true? Do you intend to hear the Word of God and to receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? Do you intend to live according to the Word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church, and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it?
I do.
We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and have been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please kneel.
Christian Lee Aaron Gray. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Christian, hear your confirmation verse, Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Timothy Derek Lee, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Hear your confirmation verse from Matthew 28, verse 20. Jesus said, "And behold, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." Please stand. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing these sons to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that, bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, in the waters of holy baptism, you have united your children in the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, cleansing them by his blood. Renew in them the gift of your Holy Spirit, that they may live in daily contrition and repentance with a faith that ever clings to their Savior. Deliver them from the power of Satan and preserve them from false and dangerous doctrines, that they may remain faithful in hearing Christ's word and receiving his body and blood. By the Lord's Supper, strengthen them to believe that no one can make satisfaction for sin but Christ alone. Enable them to find joy and comfort only in him, learning from this sacrament to love you and their neighbor, and to bear the cross with patience and joy until the day of the resurrection of their bodies to life immortal, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen. All right. Congratulations to both of you, and glad to have you as communion members and communicant members at St. John. You may return to your seats and
the calendar of the church for the coming week are as follows. On Wednesday, 6 o'clock a.m. Bible study, 6:30 p.m. handbells, and 7:30 p.m. choir. On Friday, there will be a 1:30 p.m. early dismissal. On Saturday, 8 o'clock a.m. prayer partners. The announcements of the church for this, the third Sunday after Epiphany, are as follows. A gift has been given by Cappers to help with the parish hall utilities. Do you have friends or family that like free pizza? The St. John 8th grade class has Domino's discount cards. The cards contain coupons for buy one pizza at menu price and get another one equal or lesser value, or free any pizza and buy six buy one large pizza at menu price and receive one medium, one topping pizza. Our church has a house for rent that will be available for rent soon. If you're interested in renting, please call Stan Gardner, Chairman of the Trustees, at 618-859-4551 for more information. The school is collecting items for the military personnel, items such as toothpaste, toothbrushes, mouthwash, soap bar, chapstick, and so on. The LWML will be tacking quilts on January 29th and February 5th and 12th from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We invite the ladies of the congregation to join us in this project. Lots of help is needed. A fish fry fundraiser will be held on Friday, February 1st from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 at the KC's in Chester's for the Alzheimer's benefit in honor of Dottie Mae. A fundraiser benefit also is for Seth Snyder will be held February 2nd from 4 o'clock until midnight at the American Legion in Chester. A spaghetti dinner will be held from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Adults $7, under 12, $5, and under 5 free. There will also be a silent auction, 50-50, quilt raffle, and dance. Bids are being accepted for the 2013 mowing season of St. John's Cemetery. Contact Kelly at the church office for specifications for mowing requirements. Bids accepted until March 1st at 4 o'clock p.m.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people, according to their needs. For the grace of the Holy Spirit, that we may hear the voice of the Lord speaking in His Word, and that we may respond with praise and thanksgiving to the good news of healing, freedom, and release, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For courage, that we may not waver in times of trial, but rejoice in each opportunity to proclaim the good news of our Savior in every place and to every people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the places where we teach and learn God's Word, for all the schools of our church, including St. John Lutheran School, Christ our Savior Lutheran High School, for the colleges and seminaries of the church, for the campus ministries of our church, especially those in Cape Girardeau, Belleville, and Carbondale, and for those preparing for full-time service to the church, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the continued learning in the faith, that God works by the power of His Word, especially for the confirmation of Christian Gray and Derek Mott, that they, along with all of God's people, would be kept faithful by God's grace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Synod, for Matthew, our Synod President, Timothy, our District President, our pastors and all missionaries and church workers, that they may be faithful and their service fruitful, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the nation, for Barack, our President, Pat, our Governor, Joe, our Mayor, and all elected and appointed civil servants, for all who make, administer, and judge our laws, for the causes of peace and justice here and throughout the world, and for all who serve in the armed forces of our nation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are in prison and incarcerated around the country, that they may, through prison ministry, hear the good news of Jesus proclaimed in their ears, and that they may know that the year of the Lord's favor has come to them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, the suffering, the grieving, and the dying, especially for Amanda Stallman, Terry Sauer, Tim Hardy, and Linda Tyndall, along with those in need of ongoing medical care, including Ruth Ann Coffey, Eleonora Canope, Eileen Gordon, Robert Kane, Carla Clark, and Daryl Tyndall. Also for God's presence with those in nursing homes, including Loretta Castens, Hilda Fye, Ethel Truey, and Esther Canope, that God would visit them and that all in need of God's favor would know of His good and gracious will. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our communion today at the Lord's table, that we may receive His gifts with faith and manifest the unity of faith that is God's gift and blessing to His church, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the tithes and offerings that we bring, signs of our gratitude and part of our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, that we be generous and faithful over all the resources with which God has supplied us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For these and all things beneficial to us and profitable for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord with confidence that He will hear and answer us in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. We now continue with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
The congregation now continues by singing hymn number 706, Love in Christ is Strong and Living, hymn number 706.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
We want to extend an invitation for you to participate in the services conducted every weekend at St. John Lutheran Church, corner of West Holmes and High Streets in Chester, Illinois. We of St. John will be happy to welcome you and to share with you the message of God's Holy Word. Services are conducted every Saturday evening at 6:30 and Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10 o'clock. If because of sickness or other reasons you are unable to attend church services, you are invited to listen again 1 week from today to the 10 o'clock broadcast. Our radio technician this morning was Dr. Robert Platt. This is Richard Jansen announcing from St. John Lutheran Church, returning you to the Central State Studio Stations, KSGM 980 AM in Chester, Illinois, and KBDZ FM in Perryville, Missouri, 93.1 FM.